Well, I think the 2 year void was inevitable. You know, is where everyone wanted to be at as far as restructuring. So it wasn't like they didn't know I was going to do it. You know, and they were gracious enough to let me, you know, kind of do it to kind of you know, for lack of better words, you know, for the PR. I kind of felt like since I missed out on the last free agency in the situation where, you know, lockout, I did want to, you know, kind of enjoy it a little bit and, you know, maybe treat it like a fine, fine lady, you know, just take my time and really enjoy the chase. No, it was. Yeah, no, it was fun. But you know, when you have a family and you know, got logistics in mind, and moving and new schools, and it's definitely, and being happy as far as being on a team where I want to be and the atmosphere I want to be in. So, I mean, I guess I can say it now. I mean, this was my first choice all along, but you know, I couldn't always let on to that during the negotiation process.
Did you make a trip? Did you entertain any, or did you wait for this to come about?
No, we didn't wait too long. I mean, we knew what we wanted, and you know, when they knew what they wanted, and, you know, we met somewhere in the middle, as business goes. But there, yeah, obviously, during free agency, there's always kind of conversations and talks and other things with other teams. But ultimately, this is where I wanted to be, and this is where I wanted to, you know, finish my career out.
How attractive is it to you with what they've done on the defensive line this last 2 days?
I would always often write. Guys I thought would be available, guys that fit this team on Wash's dry erase board as a subliminal messaging. And it's exceeded my subliminal messaging, I think, as far as the upgrade. Because when I think some of the, you know, better experience I've had in defensive line play, and just to be, you know, talk about it in just a small portion, is when you have that much talent, that much ability at one spot, it makes it fun and exciting. And I think everyone's going to be pleased with the way it works out. Well, I think it's going to happen pretty quickly. I mean, there's not outside of, you know, the new guys, but there's some familiarity. I played with Chris Clemens for a couple of years, so we know each other, you know, so I think it won't take long for everyone to fit in. And, you know, and him already knowing a couple of the guys, I think will, you know, make the transition quick. And I played with Red for a year or two, so I think the group's going to get along well, and knowing the makeup of the new guys and their personalities and knowing how it's more than likely going to fit together, I think it's going to be great.
Upgrading the pass rush, obviously, is a big deal for this team. Where do you think that this – what's the potential of this group, do you think?
The potential is, I mean, the sky's the limit. And I don't want to put a limit on getting better or on greatness when it comes to getting after the quarterback. But, you know, ultimately, as you guys know, it's a team stat. You know, getting sacks is a D line. You know, the more points are scored and better the DBs are, and you know, then we get to take that little bit of glory.